Right, and it's time for Linda. Oh, hold on. I played the cheer thing and the button wasn't up. Tail end of the cheer.
I nearly knocked the microphone over.
I know. I didn't have the headphones on. It was like a big clunk.
Hey.
Right. You're going to see Thor.
Yes. And I'm trying to remember. Will you put the clip on what it was about? So go
hold
you.
On.
Take
you went
it
to
away.
See it 2 nights ago.
I know.
And you can't remember what it was about.
No. I know there were elves in it. They're ugly.
There's no elves,
in
Thor.
There are elves in Thor.
Right. Okay. Here's the clip.
Or maybe goblins or elves.
Right. Here's the clip.
Some believe that before the universe, there was nothing. They're wrong. There was darkness.
I would return.
We're from different worlds. Maybe they're separate for a reason.
If we do nothing, they'll destroy us.
Ask yourself, what will you sacrifice for what you believe?
You must be truly desperate to come to me for help.
You should know that when you betray me, I will kill you.
When do we start?
Thor.
Call me Francis, I kill you. What film is that from?
That was Stripes.
You call me Francis,
you call me Francis, I kill you. You touch my stuff, I kill you. And that's when Sergeant Hulk comes in and goes, no, boys. And then he says, Bill Murray says, I think Sergeant Hulk is our big toe. Remember, we're all afoot and he's the big toe. And then Sergeant Hulk says, don't do what I tell you. Sergeant Hulk is going to stick his big toe. But yeah, that all came from, call me Francis, I kill you. Thor, The Dark World, it's the second one. First one was all right.
First one was amazing.
Oh dear, here we go.
The first one was really amazing.
But by all reports, this is a bit better.
Right. What reports are you listening to?
I go on to the critic websites.
No, you don't. You go onto the internet and they tell you everything you don't need to
don't.
Know. I will tell you.
I was reading reviews from ordinary people who are all saying, first one was okay, this one is far better. It's actually got a proper plot.
I can't even remember what the first one was about. It was good, the first one. Now, do you know Miley Cyrus and her ex-boyfriend?
No, I don't operate
Liam
in that world.
Hemsworth.
Those bloons.
Well, it's his brother, Chris Hemsworth, who is the good-looking Thor.
Thor, listen, you know what gets me about Thor? If he's got any connections, it's with Norway and Sweden and all, right? Norse mythology. He speaks like he went to Rada. How do you do? He should be doing Shakespeare.
Oh, it's brilliant.
He should be all snorty bawdy, like, you know, my brother Loki has been bad. I'm going to kill him.
Good
he should game. Be like the Swedish chef. If he's going to speak anything, it should be. But he's got a classic sort of BBC World Service accent.
He does.
How did he get that?
I don't know.
It's like Ewan McGregor who ruined Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Go about Ewan McGregor and he killed Star Wars.
No, but it was his voice was shocking. But okay, Hemsworth's great and he's Thor. Why does he talk like that?
I don't know. Maybe whoever was directing it says, I want you to speak like
he doesn't
that.
Come
no
from
Norway.
You know, they're not Scandinavian myths we're dealing with. He was born in.
You just alienated a whole part of Europe.
He was born in Broadcasting House in the middle of London.
Part of Europe's not going to listen anymore. Horty Bordy, there's a description of a language. Okay, this is about Thor and his dad, and they're fighting the goblins.
His dad. I think it was Nylad sitting on the sofa smoking fags.
Odin.
His dad, Odin, the father of all the gods.
Yes.
Yes.
And they're fighting the goblins.
No.
I think they're goblins.
Faced with an enemy that even Odin and Asgard cannot withstand, Thor must embark on his most perilous and personal journey yet. One that will reunite him with Jane Foster and force him to sacrifice everything to save us all.
Well, that's exactly what I just said.
No. Fighting him and his dad for fight we goblins? The scriptwriters are going to love you. You summed up a year of work.
Well, that's what they do. There are dirty dog goblins involved in this.
Dirty dogs.
And they attack.
Dark elves. They're called the dark elves, by the way. Yeah.
So they attack Asgard and Thor has to try and...
Sort it all out.
Sort them out. You're not getting in.
And he reunites with Jane, the earth woman for whom he has feelings.
Mm-hmm. That's Natalie Portman. It's really
good. Natalie Portman?
Yeah.
She's nice.
Yeah.
She's Tom Hiddleston's in it. Anthony, I'm naming big actors here. Anthony Hopkins is in it. Christopher Eccleston. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Alexander, right?
Who's Jimmy?
Stellan Skarsgård. Jesus, isn't it? Stellan Skarsgård, well, who was playing left back for Bolton last week.
Do you want to know what the film? Do you not want to know what I thought of the film?
Aye, for what it's worth, go on ahead.
Secretly inside, I've had to think about this for 2 days because secretly inside, to myself, I gave it a 9. But to listeners, I gave it an 8, which means if they go and watch it and they go, oh, it's a wee 8, ah, absolutely love that, I'd give it a 9. But if I give it a 9 and big it up too much, then they're going to go, oh, she ruined it for us, they give it a 9.
So you think it's wavering around 8-9 territory?
No, I think it's on the 9, but...
Right. You didn't want to big it up too much,
no.
Right?
You know, if you big it up too much and then people go, that was supposed to be absolutely amazing, but it really wasn't.
It's like when you go see a film that won a load of Oscars and you think, well, it was all right.
Is that it?
But, you know, you're expecting, you know, Rhea. So yeah. Maria says, I can't wait to Saturday. I'm going to see Thor. Mm-hmm. Somebody else says, you're just jealous because your voice isn't as sexy as Thor's. That was obviously for you.
Yeah, I have to apologise because at one point, because me and our Patrick went and we were just so excited to be there because we were just waiting on this film coming out. So you know that, I like to clap my hand and yo-ho. And at one point I actually shouted out, don't let him take your hammer. And the people beside us weren't happy. They just don't like the interaction with the film, which I think's a shame.
I really feel sorry for anybody who gets beside you at the pictures.
It's not something that I think about. It's just something, Patrick, it's even infectious. Even he, and there's wee one-liners that people didn't get that I thought were very funny.
Sally in Porta Voga says, Johnny, your Swedish chef sounded like Speedy Gonzalez. What? Are your ears painted on? Phil at Value Cop says, the men in the white coats are at the doors waiting for you, right? Because you can't stop laughing at Linda's laugh, right? Jen says, Thor good, Loki better. Woof. Aye, that's an old sexist comment, isn't it? Yes. She's just because they're good looking, apparently good looking. Mm-hmm. These guys, I mean, what have they got that I haven't got?
Talent.
Looks, great voice, talent. Few million quid. Height. I have height.
You used to be tall, but you've gone down a good bit.
No, I haven't.
You used to be 6 foot.
I am 6 foot.
You haven't been 6 foot in years. What kind of heels have you on you today?
Listen, it was bad enough the day you whispered to thousands of people, did you dye your hair?
And I thought you've got another wee dye in.
No, I haven't. But no, I haven't. It's,
see,
no,
people,
I definitely
people
haven't.
Keep saying, oh, it's the gel.
Now you're saying I'm toady.
Now you're toady.
I'm 6 foot tall. I scored a header today. And I had to bend down to get it.
Were you starting on steps?
Right.
Okay, so Thor, yes. I loved Thor. I absolutely loved Thor.
Right. Maria says, Ray, the Chelsea fan, makes the same point with all the hours you're doing. When do you ever get the time to watch films?
Well, it was a bit of a struggle on Monday. It was a bit of a struggle to get there on Monday.
And but stay awake during the film.
Uh-huh.
Especially when your man's getting into his ratta voice. That baffles me.
I didn't notice the voice.
And you know how they're meticulous with films? They have meetings over everything. Mm-hmm. I want to know who decided at the board meeting. Right, he's from England. And not ordinary England. We're going to this accent nobody's used for 50 years. This is the BBC World Service. You know, well, they used to introduce Winston Churchill speeches and all. That's how he talks.
I will fix you.
And I'll say to his face, because I'm tall.
For a wee person. But you have got a long body. You know, some people have a long body and stumpy legs. You do have a long body.
I've got stumpy legs.
You do. He does. He does.
Right.
He has a long body. And
Gary says, settle a row between the plasters. How many years older than you is your Linda?
Oh, the sneaky
That's
dogs.
What they've said.
No, they've worded
Mark
it
Mark thinks you're 10 years older than me.
And I'm 10 years older than you.
Yes.
Taller than you.
Right. Jono says, does your Linda ever sleep? Right. Jen says, did Linda go to the Downpatrick Cinema by any chance? There was an old doll cackling all the way through Thor on Sunday. Was it her?
No, I went on Monday. No.
I resemble that remark. My sister's not an old doll. Many years younger than me are you?
A good bit.
A good bit, right. Oh, see, she's trying to get diplomatic in her early age.
Got that.
So, anyway, do you recommend Thor?
I do recommend Thor. It's a really good... It's only 2 hours long, too, which I was disappointed with.
Only?
I could have dragged it out another wee bit. Right. You know some films that drag out and you really couldn't have.
Yeah, we could have been out of here 40 minutes ago. Yeah,
no, it's good. It is a really good film. I liked it.
Right. Somebody else says, the fact that Jimmy Alexander is in it deserves a 10. Right? So there you go. Okay, we'll have to check out Jimmy.
Who's Jimmy Alexander?
It was a name I read out earlier on.
Is that one you made up? That
No, this is not a made up one. That's nobody knows. Jamie Alexander is in Thor and plays the part of Sif.
Oh, yes. That's the girl who was in the mirror yesterday wearing the dress that part of it wasn't there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, okay. She's one of Thor's men.
No bother.
Okay.
Now, can I slide?
Yes, where you go.
Traffic to do.
Wee man, so where you go?
I'll get you back.